Blog Talk Radio. Well, well, it is March the 31st, 2021, the last day of the month. Amen, amen. We made it through. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Whew, you're worthy to be praised. Before I start on the topic, I want to continue to pray for Elder Ron, Shirley Willis, Carolyn Davis, even Pastor Parker. Continue to pray for her and them and her family, as I have no knowledge of what is going on, but I'm praying for them at this particular time. And even if the prayers are not accepted, anyway, I'm doing as God says. I'm going to pray. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, before I get into the word, let your Holy Spirit and your word indeed be within all today. Walk in faith. Keep the faith. Tell someone you love them. For the sick and shut in, we hope you'll continue to stay with the word and hang close to God's word. We pray for these things in Jesus' most holy name. Amen, amen. My topic is United as One, coming from the book of Judges, chapter 20, verse 1, the New Language Translation or the King James Version. Amen, amen. I'm going to read that scripture, Judges 21, from the New Language Translation. Then all the Israelites were united as one man, from Dan in the north to Beersheba in the south, including those from across the Jordan in the land of Gilead. The entire community assembled in the presence of the Lord at Mizpah to walk united with your brothers and sisters in Christ is a lovely thing. Yes, indeed. Perhaps you'll experience the opposite. You've been through a church split. You had a falling out with a good friend. Those you thought you could count on have abandoned you, and you're not sure you'll ever get back to where you were. Today, God wants you to work on being united with those you do life with. It's not always there are relationships you should steer clear of, but as much as you are able, live at peace with those around you. Think about Jesus during the final week of his life leading up to the cross. He needed his disciples more than ever. And though they didn't realize how short the time was, they needed him too. You need your tribe. They need you. Stick with it and trust God to mend any broken places. That is my word of encouragement today. God showed me how to walk with my brothers and sisters in a way that brings glory and honor to you. Amen. Today is a time to be united with the ones that are walking with you and not against you. Amen. And even if they are against you, pray. Pray for them and continue on. And let them know you're walking with them regardless. I'm saying these things because there's so many people that are being separated from one another. So in churches or in friendships or in relationships, be united and one. Amen. Amen. That is my word of encouragement today. God bless you.